tu capacidad para resistir este momento difícil para esta familia. Oramos a favor de ellos para que tú les traigas mucha fuerza.
A priest in a village in Colombia's Cauca region is saying funeral prayers in a graveyard at a cemetery perched high on the hilltops surrounding Corinto. A man called Eder Cuetia Conde is being buried.
Y tal vez que jamás lo volverán a ver. El hombre es transitorio aquí, somos de paso y de alguna manera, sea por enfermedad o por vejez, nos vamos de esta tierra. Hoy estamos despidiendo a Don Eder.
At the end of February, 31-year-old Eder Cuetia Conde was gunned down by a masked man whilst he was having a drink with a friend in the town of Corinto, here in Cauca. He was the 23rd community activist and human rights defender to be murdered this year in Colombia. Don Eder was a member of Marcha Patriótica, a grassroots left-wing umbrella organization supporting activists like Don Eder, and a member of the Peasant Watch Force, an unarmed group that watches out for these types of attacks. Despite the rain, close to 500 members of Don Eder's community have gathered for his funeral. Diego Fernando Morales, another Peasant Watch Force member, is one of them.
Porque fue una persona muy humilde, una persona entregada a su labor.
He was a very humble person, someone who gave everything to his work, and he fought for all of us. He was someone who worked hard for the Peasant Watch Force. And I want to say that we'll keep on fighting for the security of our territory. We won't stop, even after his murder.
Por la muerte de nuestro compañero.
As the FARC rebels demobilize, other groups are moving in, right-wing gangs, other leftist rebels and drug gangs, hoping to take over the illegal economies the FARC once controlled. Army reinforcements promised by the government to take control and impose the rule of law have yet to be seen. Andres Gil is a spokesperson for Marcha Patriótica and believes there is a culture of impunity around the killing of indigenous and human rights activists.
Nos preocupa.
We worry that the government's response is slow, that it isn't strong enough against these violent groups that have been held responsible for the murder of social leaders, peace builders, land claimants, people from the parts of Colombia that most need peace.
Attending the funeral is Briseida, another member of Marcha Patriótica.
This is a big threat which we keep on denouncing, but the government plays dumb and says nothing is going on. But look, it is happening.
After months denying the killings were connected, the government created the National Commission of Security Guarantees, aimed at preventing and prosecuting these types of crimes. However, there is a little clarity about who is behind the killings, with accusations ranging from drug gangs to other rebels. Andres Gil points to another phenomenon. Right-wing paramilitary groups which supposedly demobilized 10 years ago, but which appear to have regrouped under new names.
The truth is that there are groups that act in the way as the paramilitaries did, with the intention of strip lands from people, with the intention of establishing profitable monocultures or mining operations and destabilizing the peace process. They are far-right and act in a systematic way.
Hanging over the country is the memory of a peace deal 30 years ago which ended in the killing of around 3,000 members of a left-wing group, the Unión Patriótica. And last year, as the Colombian government and FARC guerrillas lurched slowly towards their peace deal, the death toll was already beginning to rise. Over 100 human rights activists, land claimants and social leaders were murdered last year, and more than 20 have been killed already this year. The head of a victims group here in Colombia, Alan Jara, describes it as a massacre in slow motion. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright in Corinto, Colombia.